For our latest Poozer pop culture segment, we're talking about Jewish professional athletes with Assemblyman Phil Steck, a Capital Region Democrat who is a member of a Reform temple in the area and, while never a professional athlete, did lead his high school football team to an undefeated season. So Assemblyman, I think we need to start when talking about Jewish athletes by the one who's in the room with me right now. I feel like a lot of people don't know about your high school football exploits. Can you talk about the undefeated season?
Well, all I can say is that I can still do the Houston veer in my sleep. My father was coach, and that was the offense that he ran, and it's still out there. People would know it in the NFL as the read option, but that's what we ran, and we had a very good team, despite me.
Weren't you the quarterback?
I was the quarterback.
That's a pretty influential position. It's not like you were the kicker or something.
No. But we had a great bunch of players.
Okay, but I can't let this go right away because Albany Academy's what, state champs?
Well, in those days they didn't have a state tournament, so you were ranked by sports writers, and we came in for small high schools fourth in the state.
And are you like a guy who likes to run the ball as quarterback? Are you somebody who liked to air it out down the field?
So the offense that we ran, the Houston veer, was fundamentally the quarterback was a runner. And in fact, when we passed, we had an excellent tight end on the team, Mark Teresi. And he said that when we passed, we were so successful because the other team was so shocked. They forgot what to do. So anyway.
And now, though, we see a lot of athletes who specialize in just one sport. Were you a one-sport athlete, or did you, have something different for the winter and spring?
Football, basketball, and baseball. And, it's interesting because Tommy John blames a lot of injuries to professional baseball pitchers on the fact that when they're in high school now, they're all concentrating on baseball and not playing multiple sports. Mm-hmm. It's kind of interesting.
And I don't think now there's any sort of stigma about Jewish athletes, at least at like the high school level, and some sort of negative perception about them not being able to play. Was that the case when you were in high school? Did you face any sort of backlash? Was there any sort of negative?
No, but that's kind of interesting you should say that, because the other quarterback on the team was also Jewish. But in the 1960s, mm-hmm. many of my father's best players were Jewish. And so I don't think that stigma existed at Albany Academy. I mean, you'd see a little bit of it when you ventured out into summer baseball.
Okay.
But I had a very good friend in college who was Japanese-American catcher, and there was a stigma that Asians couldn't play baseball. I mean, that's absurd now.
Yeah.
Right? So there you go.
Well, how about when you're growing up, were there Jewish athletes that you looked up to, either because they were Jewish, or maybe even in spite of that, and then you found out you were Jewish, and that was kind of a cool connection?
A lot of times you would find out that athletes were Jewish, and you didn't necessarily know. But there was one guy, I was a big fan of the 1969 Mets,
okay.
And their right fielder, Art Shamsky, was Jewish, and he was, like many successful Jewish baseball players, a home run hitter. Hmm. And just the idea that he was Jewish and on the Mets was great. And I met Art Shamsky a couple of years ago when he came to the Assembly, and I told him that he was a great role model to me growing up as an athlete because of his success with the 69 Mets.
Yeah, that 69 team, they played some games into late fall. So did he have any issues with Passover that Sandy Koufax had? Sorry, not Passover. I apologize. Yom Kippur, I meant to say.
I don't remember.
And I should say, for my own credentials, my mother's Jewish, so I can't believe I just made that slip up. But did he have any?
I could do the same. But no, I don't ever remember that being an issue. I don't know how. Also, I don't know how religious he was or not. But the history of Jews in a lot of sports goes way, way back. I mean, Hank Greenberg was one of the greatest baseball players.
Another home run hitter.
Ever. And Sandy Koufax, some say the best pitcher ever. Then there were others that you don't even think of, like Steve Stone won the Cy Young Award winning 22 games, he was also Jewish. And there's just
when did he play?
He played like in the 70s, I would say. He then became a broadcaster with the Chicago Cubs, but he was a really excellent pitcher. There's some really funny stories, too, about players that we all probably know about, like Kevin Youkilis. People call him the Greek god of walks because he had a great eye, drew a lot of walks. He was not Greek at all. His family came from Romania, which is where my grandmother came from, and he was Jewish, and the family changed their name when they moved to Greece, and he ended up with a Greek last name.
And I believe Adam Sandler has taught us that, what, Rod Carew is Jewish, too?
He converted. I think he married a Jewish woman at some point in time. But some of this stuff is just, it's kind of humorous. Like, I love the story of Gabe Kapler, who's the manager of the Giants now, was a very successful Major League Baseball player, and also known, he's one of the best bodybuilders in all of baseball. So his father was a classical pianist from Brooklyn, and his mother was an early childhood educator who worked at a Jewish preschool. They met while working in the anti-war movement of the 60s and then moved to California. And it produced Gabe Kapler, a Major League Baseball player and manager.
Well, so we've been talking a lot about baseball players who are Jewish. Do Jewish athletes pop up in other sports that you've been following?
Oh, all over the place. First of all, now we have the reigning Norris Trophy winners, the best defenseman in hockey, Adam Fox. Jack Hughes, the number one draft choice of the New Jersey Devils, was the number one draft choice in all of hockey. And there have been the Pittsburgh Penguins just had two players on their team. When I was watching the Rangers and the Penguins, two Jewish players on their team. So hockey has a long history of Jewish players. Football is a really long history, but leaving out some of the famous people from the 1930s, like Sid Luckman, who I met, quarterback for the Chicago Bears.
How'd you meet him?
My father had him come to the Albany Academy to be the guest speaker at a sports dinner. His daughter had married into a family that was associated with the Academy, but...
Well, I mean, we should just interject here that your dad, Ernie, is in, what, the Albany Academy Hall of Fame for his coaching exploits?
He's also the Capital District Sports Hall of Fame.
Okay.
He went to university... He was from Rock Island, Illinois, and he went to University of Iowa, and his family's all from places like Tulsa, Oklahoma, and St. Louis, and that's where, actually, Jack Hughes' mother was from St. Louis. But, anyway, so in football, there's a lot. When I was a kid, the Pittsburgh Steelers were the big team. Their tight end, Randy Grossman, he went to Temple University. When the 49ers were winning Super Bowls, the best offensive tackle that they had, Harris Barton, was Jewish. A number of funny stories, like Ali Marpat is a tackle on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, one of the best linemen in all of football. He played his college football right here in New York State at Hobart, believe it or not. And
a renowned football powerhouse.
A renowned football powerhouse.
Up there
really
in Alabama
funny.
And Florida.
Exactly. And Ali Marpat's mother was a singer in a punk band or something. Then there's Jeff and Mitchell Schwartz, who are two star linemen in the NFL. They came out of the Pac-10 or I remember hearing this very funny interview with their mother, and she said, I never liked the idea of them playing football because I thought they might get hurt. But then she said, but they were so big, I started to feel sorry for the other players. Of course, we had our first MVP in the Super Bowl, Julian Edelman.
Okay.
So you go back a little bit further, one of the best tackles in National Football League, Ron Mix of the San Diego Chargers.
Before my time.
Yes, and also the Chargers had a very innovative coach, Sid Gilman. He was known as a genius of the passing game. Of course, the Buffalo Bills had Marv Levy and Red Auerbach, coached the Boston Celtics in their greatest years and was known for the famous saying, dress British and think Yiddish. So at one time, the fastest woman in the world was a Jewish woman, Zana Pintasevich Block.
Easy for you to say.
Yes, from the former Soviet Union. And We had Allie Raisman and Carrie Strug in gymnastics. You know, Sarah Hughes, the Olympic figure skating champion, also Jewish.
So why do you think it's important, if it is at all, to make note of the fact that there are Jewish athletes? Do you think it's still something that matters at this day and age?
Yeah, I think it matters. I think it's because the Jewish people are very small in number in the world. And also in past history, when avenues, particularly in Europe, were closed to Jews, sports were an avenue where Jewish people could be successful. When you go back into the 1930s and so forth, where you had great boxers like Max Baer and so forth, that happens with every ethnic group that has doors closed to them. Sports is a way, sociologically, that they can have success. Also, the image of Jews in history being people of the book. And I think it's important to get past the image of the Jews as being bookish.
Even though you went to Harvard and Penn?
Yes. I happen to like academic things.
You contain multitudes.
But superior athletes, they are in a different league. I remember when I was in college, speaking of Harvard, we had the number one draft choice of the Oakland A's, and he convinced me to hang up my spikes, because when I went for my sophomore year, when I went out again for the team, and the guy was just ripping line drives all over the place effortlessly, and I just said, I'm not in the same league with this guy, because that was Division I baseball, and you know, so they're at a different level, these superior athletes.
Well, we've been speaking with Assemblyman Phil Steck. Assemblymember, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave. This was a lot of fun.
Capitol Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.